everybody. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. We're from the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty. On our show today, we have John Spurr. He is the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage, which is a subsidiary of Inspired Life Group.
And our favorite lender.
I love the fact that you just grin so much every time you say that. I can't believe how happy it makes you to say subsidiary of Inspired Life Group.
I'm sorry. We haven't seen you in a while, so how you been, buddy?
I work in the mortgage industry. I'm great.
Now, you usually don't tell us lies.
Everything's been great. I think the best part is Rachel and I finally had some time to go take some trips and some vacation. We just got back from Wisconsin.
Cool.
There's something unique about Wisconsin. They actually have traffic cops, unlike Tucson. And one of Wisconsin's police officers handed me a wonderful prize. I got myself a $200 speeding ticket.
Wow.
And you got to work real hard to get a $200 speeding ticket. I mean, I was trying for this thing.
Oh, good job.
But I blame the rental car company. They upgraded me to a red convertible Camaro, so it is their fault.
Whoa.
I can't hold you at fault for that.
No. Nope. You have to go fast.
I had reserved a Kia. They upgraded me to a red Ford convertible Mustang. I feel like they have some sort of deal with the cops in Wisconsin. Like, we're going to find a sucker. We're going to put in a Mustang. You can write them tickets.
Welcome to Wisconsin, huh?
Yeah, I've been going back there with Rachel for, I don't know what, it's like my 50th trip, but still.
Was it fun? That's the
you know what?
Main question.
The high was 68. It was in the low 50s.
Nice.
We had a lot of friends. We went back for her 25-year reunion. She got to see all her friends she hasn't seen in a while, so we had a great time.
Okay, well, she's only 13, so I don't know what she's doing with a 25-year reunion.
That would be Dr. Rachel,
too. She was not born on February
29th. Oh, that being said, how was the chiropractic and also the
Handyman service?
Home
services.
I mean, how many things has he done for you at your house?
Yeah, I don't know what to call him. A contractor home. You know, I want to make sure I use the proper phrase.
Everything's great. The chiropractic office has been busy. We're growing.
Yeah.
Q has been doing great. He's growing. He's picked up an exclusive with a home builder contractor that needs somebody on the side to do work after the job's done, like warranty type work and clean up properties. And, you know, he's staying busy.
I think every handyman in Tucson stays busy. I mean, it is so hard to get somebody on your schedule.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I think he's probably 3 weeks out right now. I mean, everybody's just busy.
Especially if you're good. And Q is. He does a good job.
Where'd you get the shirt?
I had him made.
He has Inspired Life Mortgage LLC shirt, established 2018, so everybody knows.
I literally sent you a text picture of the back of him like 3 weeks ago, and I asked if I went too far, and you never responded. So I assume that I went too far this time.
I probably saw it and forgot to respond.
Let's talk about mortgages. I heard some news recently, and I sent you a text and said, hey, sounds like there's good news out there, and you just put out that fire real quick, didn't you?
I gave you what I'm calling right now the rate reality check.
Okay.
And right.
I've been using that phrase a lot. I think the first thing I want everybody to understand about mortgage rates is whatever the news media or anybody's putting on social media outside of, you know, a mortgage professional like I that watches it on a daily, hourly basis is going to be 2 to 3 days old. And to put that into perspective, I get anywhere from 5 to 10 mortgage rate changes a day. So if what they're giving you is already 3 days old, it's wrong by 30-fold.
Yeah.
Because there's been 30 price changes since they put that one particular rate out. And the other thing they love to do is put out the lowest rate for the day.
Right.
And we always have it's always a V throughout the day. It starts out high, it goes down low, it comes back up. And so what they're just, it's clickbait. That's all it is. It's clickbait. But this week, we hit the 30-year mortgage for an average of 6.49%. Today, it's 6.84%. Yet, everything in the news media today said rates went down. But they're not down. They're up today from where they were 2 days ago.
They did go down.
They did.
But now they're up.
The high this year was 7.22. The low this year was 2 weeks ago. It's 6.37. That's a very small range.
Yeah.
And we've kind of been bouncing around in the last 2 weeks between 6.99 and, you know, the low, or the low that we've seen so far, 6.49. But part of what I think the general public doesn't understand is the interest rates aren't necessarily what's moving 5, 10, 15 times a day.
Right.
What that rate cost you. So as an example today, 6.49 was what we would call par. You didn't pay any money to get it and you weren't getting a credit back. 2 days ago at 6.49, I could have given you $800 towards your closing cost. So the interest rate didn't move, but what you pay for or what credit you're going to get at closing for that rate changed.
Okay.
And so when we say we have 5 to 10 price changes a day, that's what's moving is how much does this interest rate cost now or how much are you going to get back as a credit for that same rate?
Can I say that that I saw on the internet that something said that the interest rate had dropped 1%. Am I incorrect in... Well, I saw it, so I'm saying what I saw.
So the headline says, I believe you're referring to, the headline says interest rates dropped 1%. That's
yes.
what the headline says.
Yep.
And then you go and read into it. That was in the UK.
Oh. I didn't read
it. Didn't read the article, did you, Ray? We lost him.
And it drives me nuts that the U.S. news media now finds it necessary to publish what mortgage rates are in Ireland and the UK, and they have an extraordinarily volatile market right now compared to ours. But for some reason, they think that that's fun. And what happens is people are clicking on the ad, right? And then they get halfway through it, they realize it's the UK, and they're pissed off. But guess what? They saw 19 commercials that now that newspaper or whoever put it out there got paid their 4 cents for them clicking for each ad.
Yeah. Another thing is that my problem is that as a real estate agent, and you're out there golfing with your buddies, they're seeing the same article I'm seeing. And every day, hey man, everything's down 1%, so how's everything going? And I just explained to them, yeah, but now I told them, hey, everything was good. It's that 1%. I didn't know that was UK. Yeah. I know what I tell them? Hey, let me give you my my mortgage guy, my lender, and then you talk to him about what's next. And he talked to you about that, remember, at the break.
Okay.
What's next?
What's next?
Oh, what's next?
Yeah.
Now, when we're talking about the clickbait and the headlines,
right.
We were talking to some friends that may become clients now and talking about listing their home for sale, and the news pops up and they're saying everything in Tucson is changing on August 17th. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, it already happened on August 5th. So this is not new news. We've already made the changes in our industry that have been required by the NAR settlement. But the new local news doesn't recognize that it's already occurred.
I don't want to beat up on news and I don't want to beat up on social media, but there's we were talking about this before the beginning of the show. There is just a plethora of erroneous information out there when it comes to real estate and mortgage right now. It's just wrong.
So we can answer your questions when it comes to real estate, but how do they get a hold of you, John, to answer questions on mortgages or refinances?
The best number to reach me at is 520-247-3610, or look us up at inspiredlifemortgage.com.
And we're here with John Sperr. He's the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage. We'll be back on the break talking more with John about mortgage and stuff. I wanted to say mortgage rates and something else. Welcome back, everybody. Listening to the I Am Real Estate Show. We're here with John Sperr. He's the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage. Here with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. We're part of the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty. We want to continue our talk about the rates and then some things that Sandra wanted to bring up. I'm only joking.
Yeah. That's not what we talked about on the break. We were talking about maybe hitting some of the rate numbers, though, and what they look like
at this point in time
before the weekend.
Yeah. If this had been TV, the look on Sandra's face was great when Ray just threw it over to her. That was just priceless.
That is not what we said on the break.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Anyways, just to give an idea of where rates currently are at, because I feel, again, that the news media just is giving some... I don't think they're not intentionally doing it. They just don't know what they're talking about.
They're not experts in the field, and they're dependent on the information that's being put out by organizations. They're not calling John Sperr.
And the majority of them are getting their information from a Freddie Mac website that has tracked interest rates since 1971 weekly, and it's an average, and it's an average across the country.
Right.
And it's an average of people that have bought the rate down and haven't bought the rate down, and so it's it's a skewed number. Well, because it interest rates unique to every person's individual situation.
Right.
Well, and I will say, because before going on break, I was talking about how the local media got it wrong on the NAR settlement and when it's being implemented here. Nationwide, it is being implemented on August 17th. Tucson Association of Realtors has chosen to make those changes on August 5th. And so for us, we have already started. So again, depending on where you're sourcing that information, it is accurate for the rest of the country.
And just like, you know, we now have UK mortgage rates being quoted in America. I mean, it's great. Yeah. I'm not going to buy a house there, but hey, thanks for letting me know.
You might need to know.
Anyways, you know, a conventional 30-year, if you're looking to spend some money and buy a rate down, you can get down to about 6%. If you're looking to not spend any money on a rate, you're going to be in the 6.625 range. FHA with a buy down, about 5.25%. If no buy down, you're looking at 6%. VA, if you wanted to do a buy down, 5.375%.
Wow.
And without a buy down, you're looking at 6 1/8. So, you know, are rates lower than they were in May? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Are they lower than they were in January? Absolutely. Are they 5%, which somebody said is what they're going to be next week? They are not. They're not going to be 5% next week. I mean, yes, I quoted some 5% rates, but you're going to spend some money to get there.
When they talk about buy-downs, is that a normal price, or is it depends on what rate you have?
It depends on the rate you're trying to buy down to. It's calculated in calculated in 1/64, which is, you know, a very small number, but it's going to vary from buyer to buyer. It's going to vary from product to product, and pretty much from hour to hour, because that's the piece that changes is how much are we paying for that rate.
Okay.
And one thing that really shifted in our market when the rates started going up is that sellers were more open to buying down the rate for the buyer. Are you still seeing that today? I mean, with all the moving parts going on right now, are you still seeing on the applications or the contracts that you're financing, are sellers still willing to buy down that rate?
I'm not seeing it being written as a buy down as much as just contributing to closing costs.
Okay.
We're going into an environment where a temporary buy down just really doesn't make sense anymore. You guys have known me long enough. I've never been a buy down fan,
right?
Anyways, I can show you 15 other ways to use that money for a buy down and get a better payment and put it towards your down payment and closing costs. But I'm really trying to discourage anybody from doing a buy down myself with my customers, unless that's the only way they qualify.
Because
I know in 6 to 9 months they can get that rate for free on a refinance. And so why spend money on something today that you're never going to recoup?
So if someone's refinancing, one of the things I like about working with you is that you have a different cost structure for a refinance when they come back and are refinancing the loan that you put them in.
Yeah, and even if they didn't use me for the purchase, the structure is going to be better than most places. But if they've used me for the purchase transaction, there's a lot of things that we can do. A lot of times we don't need an appraisal again. We can, in some cases, do what's called a streamlined refinance, where we don't need as much documentation, even on a conventional, not just FHA, VA. So there's definitely benefits if you do the purchase transaction with me to come back for the refinance, because we also already know you. And it's going to take me no time at all to put this transaction together, because we have 90% of what we need.
Right. And I think the process is probably the hardest thing for a buyer to go through.
A purchase is significantly more difficult than a refinance. A refinance is very, very quick and easy. It's nowhere near as labor intensive on the buyer or on the borrower side.
Hey, John, I'm going to switch on you. Something I got written down here I wanted to talk about. Reverse mortgage programs.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about them?
So basically, for somebody that is of retirement age, if they have a home and they still have a mortgage, they don't even need a mortgage. Let's say they have a mortgage, but they're at a point where they're just struggling to make that mortgage payment. You know, inflation has been tough. They don't have as much money to go around. We can do what's called a reverse mortgage and wipe out the mortgage payment. They'll still live in the home, but they won't have to make a mortgage payment again, ever, for the length of time they live in the home. We can also use it as a tool to supplement their monthly income.
Okay.
For somebody, say they own the home free and clear, but still they just don't have the retirement income to keep up with inflation and what's going on. we can do a reverse mortgage on their home and then have X amount of dollars per month, quarter, or year sent to them. Now, this is going to come out of the equity of the home, so the balance on their home is going to go up year after year, but it's a great way to access the money in the home without necessarily having to sell it and then go rent.
And that can be done as a purchase as well.
You absolutely can do a reverse mortgage as a purchase. So you can purchase a home and have a reverse mortgage and not have to make a payment on it.
Wow. Reason why I bring that up is I want to make sure people understand that there's so many options out there that it's great if they can get a hold of and I'm going to say an informed lender who knows what's going on. They've been in the market for, we've been in the process for over 30 years.
Over 30 years.
And how do they get a hold of you again, John?
Best number is 520-247-3610 or inspiredlifemortgage.com.
So there are some cautions, I guess, to a reverse purchase, reverse mortgage. Typically, I mean, there is an expense to it.
No, absolutely. It's you got to understand that you're basically stripping the equity of your house away so that if for some reason you did go to sell it in the future, the equity is not going to be there. If you pass on and you're leaving it to your family, there's not going to be a lot of equity left. But the reverse mortgages I've done this past year are people that at the end of the month, after they've gotten their Social Security check and their retirement account check, at the end of the month, they have $10 in their account. They're struggling. They're having a horrible time keeping up with the bills. And they're not traveling anymore, and they're not enjoying retirement. Well, you didn't work that hard to pay your house off, to have inflation go through the roof, and then not be able to enjoy retirement.
Right.
Yeah, I was talking to a couple earlier this week, and I said, there are people that are choosing between buying their medications and buying food. If you're sitting on equity, to me, it makes no sense. Or if you are struggling, you know, you're having to make some tough financial decisions because there isn't enough left at the end of the month. I think that is where this product really shines because, as you said, you don't work your entire life and then save up this nest egg only to pass that on, but for you to struggle up until the day you die. I mean, to me, I would so much rather see, I know my mom, I just wanted her to find a place where she's comfortable. And where if you need something, you don't have to feel bad about buying it, you know, because it's not taking away from any other part of your life. So
we're heading to the break. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. And we have John Spurr, who's the CEO of Inspired Life Mortgage. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show on 1030 AM KBOI, The Voice. Hey, thanks for staying with us. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson. From Indy Realty, and we also have John Spurr, who's the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage. We were talking a little bit about reverse mortgage program. Before we move forward, is there anything else you wanted to add before we go forward on that?
No, I think Sandra said it well in that it's a very good product for people that are retired and are struggling. There's no reason to own a home free and clear and not be able to feed yourself. That just doesn't make any sense. And so there's a way to deal with that.
I would even take that one step further and say, enjoy your life.
Absolutely.
Because you've worked your entire life. And I personally feel like you deserve to enjoy your latter years. So, sorry, kids. That's how I feel.
I don't disagree with you. My kids already know they need to figure out how to make their own little nest egg because I'm not doing it for them.
Well, one of the things that we were going to talk about is... when is the right time to refinance, or not refinance, but refinance a house?
You know, the mailers are hitting people's mailboxes. I'm getting text messages from my customers going, is this real? Because they're getting text messages, they're getting phone calls. And currently what's happening is we have a whole bunch of starving loan officers that see an opportunity to maybe get a couple of refis done and pay their bills. Are these rates that people are seeing on these mailers at 4.99, the text messages they're getting at 4.99, can we get that rate? Absolutely. I can get you 4.99 on a refinance. Do you want to pay $12,000 for it?
Gotcha.
No, you
gotcha.
Don't.
Gotcha.
But what I realized is a large chunk of the people that are getting solicited to refinance were first-time home buyers. So they're now first-time refinancers. And what's being sold to them is, oh, you're going to do this and there's no money out of your pocket. But we've had such increase in equity, there's plenty of equity for them to take the $12,000 plus the $5,000 for all the closing costs and raise your loan balance by 17 grand and get you the 4.99 and drop your mortgage. I don't see any sense in increasing your loan balance by $15,000, $16,000, $17,000 to buy down a rate to 4.99 that you can probably have for free in 12 to 18 months.
Okay.
And you're adding time to your, you're restarting your time on your loan. So yes, your payment's going to go down because you're going to be paying for, you know, 1, 2, 3 years longer.
And you bring up a great point. If you bought your home 3 years ago, you have 27 years left on that mortgage. Mm-hmm. You're going to do a new 30-year mortgage. Well, the last 3 years you just paid, you basically threw that into the trash.
Yeah.
When I refinance, 95% of the people I refi, we either go back to the amount of time they have left or shorten it. So if I had somebody bought a home 3 years ago and we can save them a percent and a quarter on the rate, I would probably take them to a 25-year. So we're not losing the three that you already paid, and we're gaining two by going to a shorter term, and we're still saving you money per month. That is not the mentality of most loan officers because they only know how to sell you the monthly savings.
Right.
And so they're going to go back to a 30-year because they can get you a bigger monthly savings.
Which, I mean, it sounds great. But those last 3 years would be painful
if you're
knowing that you added those on to your loan.
Your monthly mortgage payment's $2,000 a month. That's $24,000 a year. That's $72,000 for 3 years.
And you paid $17,000
to refund. Would anybody in this room take $90,000, put it in a trash can, and set it on fire?
Right.
No.
Gotcha. Am I saying that it's a bad time to refinance right now? No. If you have somebody like me that can look at the overall situation and explain all of it to you and break it down to what it's truly costing you by extending your term, throwing away those payments, then it might make sense. What I'm doing right now is I'm talking to everybody. I have them on a list. I know what rate we got to get them to. And then we're just going to wait for rates to get there. They will get there. It's not going to be tomorrow, but
right,
they're going to get there. And you've been making this payment for 3 years. Make it for another year and save the money.
There is a time. So as far as the interest rate, typically, is there a number you're looking at? So my loan is at, 7%. At what point do you recommend I call you and say, is it time?
For me, I like to see people at least a full percent. Lending guidelines say you have to be reducing your rate by 0.5%.
Okay.
The other thing that I think a lot of people don't understand is there's now a timing factor to this. Since the last refinance market, you now have to make 6 payments and been on that mortgage for 7 months before you can finance again. So there's some timing that needs to go into this. And somebody that has been doing this for 30 years and has watched a market go up and watched a market come down and understand what drives rates and when rates will be their lowest, that's where that timing comes in. So I am, out of all of my customers in this last rate dip, I'm only doing 3 refinances out of several hundred. And I could have lowered all of their rates, but there's only 3 that made sense.
So there may be a situation where it does make sense, and that's if somebody has some unexpected debt or their credit card debt has, risen too high for them. Maybe it's not to achieve a lower payment, but to take away the pain of other debt.
Correct. So taking cash or taking equity out of the property to lower your overall monthly outgo and get rid of that high interest rate credit card debt, that makes perfect sense. If you're just refinancing the mortgage to try to get a lower mortgage payment, there's a lot of thought that needs to go into it right now because rates haven't dropped enough. The 3 people that I am doing a refinance for, they all have one thing in common. They had low credit scores when we purchased their home. Mm-hmm. Their credit scores have shot up. They also had mortgage insurance. They've gained enough equity that we're getting rid of the mortgage insurance. So the better credit score and getting rid of the mortgage insurance, all of them are saving over $300 a month. Okay. This makes sense. Let's do it.
That's a great scenario, actually.
I think that I remember the time when I got that flyer in the mail talking about lowering your rates. And, doing refinance, and you just go and call the person. They don't really tell you anything. They say, yeah, we can just get you that rate. They don't tell you how it happens. And then you realize that, listen to you, there's a lot more into it. So this is not a cookie cutter solution that you should have. You sit back and take your time and find a knowledgeable lender who's going to go through yours personally and tell you, hey, here's what you can and cannot, and this is what I recommend.
Yeah, there's a lot of thought that should go into doing a refinance. But it doesn't. It's a beast of its own, and there are lenders out there, that's all they focus on is refis, and they haven't had any business for 3 years, and they're starving, and so they're ready to pounce on it now.
Before we go to break, I wanted to take a step back and go back to the reverse mortgage, reverse purchase. What is the age that someone needs to be at to be able to do that?
It is now 65.
And that if it's a couple, one person or both?
Only one person.
Okay.
That was John Spurr, who is the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. Please stay with us for the last segment. We're back. Thank you for staying for the last segment. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson. We're part of the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty. And we have John Spurr, who is the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage. We've been talking over the last hour about all the things dealing with mortgage. And another thing I want to talk about is about when is a good time to rent or buy?
Rent versus buy. Our favorite thing in the
world.
I
know, I love this.
Right?
It's my favorite conversation.
Yes, it is our favorite thing.
You're always going to get the same answer out of me. If you have the credit score and you have money for a down payment or qualify for a down payment assistance and you can afford the monthly payment, I don't care what rates are, it is always a good time to buy a house. Period. I read an article, it's going to be paraphrased, it's not going to be perfectly accurate, but I had read an article the other day that in 1974, rates were at 9%. If you had waited for rates to come down, you're going to wait until 2001. I think the number was that house from 1974 to 2001 had appreciated 600%. So which would you rather have, the super low rate or miss out on $200,000 worth of appreciation?
I'm going to go with appreciation. Thank you very much.
I'll take appreciation every time. I mean, it's
$200,000.
It's damn near free money.
Yeah. No, I have personally been a homeowner since I was, I want to say 19. And actually, both of my kids were fairly young when they purchased homes. And it has been a game changer because we didn't have a lot of assets coming into home ownership, but what we have today, and that's myself, my children, really came from owning a home.
There's tons of studies out there. There's one that states that if you own a home, you're 40% more likely to retire at retirement age. Mm-hmm. There's tons of studies on it. But I'm like you. I bought my first house at 18, and I took that $20,000 equity. I rolled it into another house at 22. I cut $100K out of that one, rolled it into another house, sold that one at 30, walked away with $300 from it, and I've just taken that money and I've rolled it and I've rolled it and I've rolled it into what is now our dream home. Yeah. Eventually, I'll finish the front yard, and then it will be the dream home. But, I mean, that's been a 3-year project. So,
and I have to say, you have a really nice chicken coop too.
Oh yeah. No, we call it Fort Fowl.
Yeah. On the rent versus buy, you know, we've talked about that a lot, that it paying yourself makes so much more sense.
We have all those phrases, right? When you rent, your interest rate's 100%. Mm-hmm. Stop investing in your landlord, invest in yourself. I mean, everybody's like, oh, it's a cute catchphrase, but it's true. I did a webinar a couple of days ago, and there were several people on there, and one of them was asking, well, why are you so against rent? I go, I'm not necessarily against rent, but when you rent, you told me your rent's $1,800 a month, you're taking $1,800 and you put it in a barrel and setting it on fire.
Yeah. So. I actually had clients that ended up buying a home. I don't even know if they made their first house payment and took a job in another state.
Oh, gosh.
And they said, can we sell? And I just looked at them and said, no. No, you cannot sell. No. But let's talk about it in a year. And so they put a renter in the house, rented it for a year. And I'm telling you, their lives were better. Even though they never really got to enjoy their home, because it was, you know, during our crazy increases in equity, they walked away with a nice little nest egg, even though I don't think they lived there more than a month.
I think the thing that I think we talked about this before, and what I notice in just listening to people talk, I have family members who are renting, and I keep trying to fight with them, and it's just that fear factor, and we keep trying to tell them we can't diminish the fear. But if you sit there and listen to the things that we have to say and try to go through the path we're going, it's going to be a better outcome if you just listen to the outcome. The outcome is going to be good. You have to go through it. They don't want to go through it. They're afraid if they go through it, I'm not going to be there at the end. And every single time you look at everyone else, most of the time they're on the positive end of this situation. Almost every single time.
The webinar we had a couple of days ago that I had, one of the potential buyers on there had gone through the home buying process 3 different times, been qualified, wrote offers on houses, picked another realtor, picked a different lender. And what it boiled down to is nobody was explaining anything to her. She didn't understand the process and nobody was getting to understand her.
Right.
And I think that makes a huge difference in the process because you guys take the time to learn who the buyer is. And I take the time to learn who they are and what their financial situation is. And when you have a team that is working towards what's in your best interest and understanding who you are and answering your questions, the fear goes away. Mm-hmm. But the fear of the unknown when nobody's, you know, explaining it to you is a real thing.
I like what you just said. It's all about their goals and trying to help them get to their goals. We're not trying to help you get to our goals. We're trying to get you to your goals. And if you would understand that, that's why we have such a great team, you know, Inspired Life Mortgage and Indy Realty.
And speaking of goals, I think Sandra has a goal of talking about some of her listings today.
I would love to do that. Well, funny you should mention that. We just had a new listing go on the market. It's located at 2428 East Emerald Moon Drive. That is in Riverwalk. It is a 2-bedroom, 2-bath townhome, 1,357 square feet. If you enjoy the Loop or, you know, St. Philip's Plaza, the location is fantastic. The home is beautiful, turnkey. There really isn't anything left to do. The appliances, I think all but the dishwasher, are less than 2 years old, and the air conditioner conveniently went out this summer, and the seller decided not to repair but to replace that. So it is less than 2 months old, and so that is really a great property. $400,000 to $425,000. Give us a call. You can call me at 520-850-1725 to schedule a showing. And then the other property we have is actually just coming soon. It is in Silverado Hills, a 2-story home, 4-bedroom, 3-bath. The square footage is 2298. There's a pool, a spa. It sits on a really large lot. So the lot's about 1/3 of an acre, although you're not fenced in. The whole lot's not fenced in, but it gives a lot of privacy behind the home with some great mountain views. And that one is coming soon. It does have tenants in it right now, so we will not be showing it for a couple of months, but it is a great property, and it does have a downstairs bedroom and bathroom, full bathroom. So if you're looking for something for your guests to come in and you want that separation, really nice floor plan for that. And Price. Give us a call. Price. We'll have, the one in Silverado Hills is range priced from $450,000 to $475,000. We do have Emerald Moon Drive and Riverwalk open this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. So again, reach out to us if that's something you'd like to see. And one of the things that has recently changed, if you have been following the NAR settlements, is that if you want to view a home, you can go into an open house and you do not have to sign an agreement to see that house at the open house. But if you are touring homes with an agent, you will be asked to sign an employment agreement. So I know it's new. If you have questions about that process, what it means, you know, you'll see a lot of things in the news that, you know, the sellers are no longer offering to help a buyer with the cost of their agent. That is not necessarily true. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Please give us a call. We would love to have a conversation with you and really answer any questions that you have. So again, Sandra Johnson at 520-850-1725, or you can reach Raymond at 520-904-7711 or our daughter Danielle at 520-373-6864. We're available to take those questions and kind of walk you through that process.
I thought that was amazing. Thank you very much, Sandra, for that great information. John Spur.
He's salty today. I don't know what it is. He's salty. I'm going to just put this to a stop right now. John, I want to tell you that you have been a sponsor on our show for almost 2 years now.
From the beginning.
Yeah, one of our first. And we want to say thank you for that. You have been a great partner to us in our business. You have taken care of our clients and a huge sponsor of the show. And you've always just been willing to pitch in anywhere you could. And I want to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate this and I appreciate the opportunity. This has been fun. I've always enjoyed coming on the radio, especially with Dre. And
thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, John. I love you too.
I had to throw that in there. No. This has been fun, and I love working with you guys. And I think we all have the same common goal, like Ray said, to figure out what is in our customers' best interest, clients' mm-hmm. best interest, and help them achieve their homeownership goals and generational wealth. Because I mean, that's really what it ends up being: is owning mm-hmm. owning real estate is going to create generational wealth. It's just not going to be for yourself; it's going to be for your kids.
Unless you do a reverse mortgage
and enjoy your life, right? There's always an if, right?
Yeah. Right. No, you're right, though. I mean, I agree 100%, and that's why it's been such a good partnership for us. And so
John, how did they get a hold of you for the last time?
520-247-3610, inspiredlifemortgage.com, or you can always find me on Facebook. I'm out there as Jonathan Spurr, Spurr.
And if you get tired of Jonathan, his wife, Dr. Rachel.
She's
at
amazing.
Inspired Life Chiropractic is amazing and has wonderful non-invasive solutions to all kinds of not just back problems, but other things. So give them a call. We want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Pillar to Post, Pioneer Title,
Reach for the Stars.
Oh, and please, you know, the commercials have been running. Reach for the Stars. We can't say enough about them as a nonprofit. If you can make their gala, come out. If you're a business and you want to be a part of that, reach out to us as well.
Okay, guys, we see you next week for the last I Am Real Estate Show.